What was your off-season objectives for you?
Get stronger, get more flexible, and become a smarter football player.
How would you assess handling a playbook last year from your end?
It was difficult. I mean, anytime you come in to a professional sport, the playbook is always going to be more extensive because that is your job now. And in college football, you had to still be a student as well as play football. But now, this is your job, so you have more coverages, more checks. Just everything is more complex. So it was difficult, but I had guys like Steve Gregory and Devin McCourty that made the transition a lot smoother for me.
Speaking of Steve, he's not here right now, and there's obviously an opening in the secondary for somebody to fill or some buddies. And how are you approaching that competition level of being in that vacancy that you want?
I mean, I'm approaching it just like last year. I mean, last year I approached the game like being a starter, preparing like a starter, because you never know your opportunity and when it will come. And it came last year. I started 3 games last year, and I think because I prepared like a starter, I was prepared to play in these games and do well.
When you talked about the playbook, Deron, I know it's complex, but is the hard part for you not so much deciphering the complexity, but just getting through it all? You know what I mean? Like, you understand it, it's just there's so much of it to understand.
Yeah, because there's so many different things that can change the coverage. So not only you have the coverages, but then you have to get other people lined up straight. You have to get them the calls. You got to give them different calls. You got to let them know if it's an empty check. I mean, it's so much more into being a safety in the NFL than it is in college. And the complexity of it all is just, it's very big, and it takes time to be able to master everything.
Deron, is your mentality entering this year that you're going to be the starter at Strong Team?
I mean, my mentality is always to prepare like the starter, but it's just OTA, so now I'm just coming out here trying to get better each and every day and continue to just work.
What about communication with them?
I mean, communication with Devin, I mean, he's very, very smart, so it's very, very easy. He knows this playbook in and out, and being with him, it helps me because I get to see the checks that he makes, what he get to see. And then when we're in meetings, I sit by him just to see and talk to him while we're going over the film, just to ask him what he sees, what he made that decision for, or what made him do that, or what made him do this.
There's tempo on offense, obviously, but there's also tempo on defense, and not only communicating, but picking up quick as a play. So how are you doing with that?
I think I'm doing well. I mean, that's something that comes with experience. I mean, when you're a rookie, stuff coming so much faster. But now I'm able to slow a lot of things down, and it's not coming as fast as when I was a rookie.
Deron, we saw you on the field during practice in a group of having a conversation with Rivas, Browner, and Dev. In a situation like that, what do you do? How much of it is you talking? How much of it is
you just... it's really me listening. I mean, you got guys that are all pros. I mean, what can I really say? I'm in my second year. Those guys played a lot of football and a lot of great football at high levels. So it's really a great chance for me to just to sit back and soak up a lot of that wisdom from those 3 guys.
I think one of the things that Devin said when he moved back there from corner to safety relatively early in his career is he had to kind of learn how to be a leader and be a little bit more assertive. Are you finding that with that position move? I mean, are you having to be a little bit more vocal now?
You have to be vocal back there because the defense is leaning on you for a lot of the checks, a lot of the calls. So you have to be able to be very vocal and talkative back there.
Is that something you could have done last year as a rookie?
Oh, no. It's a lot of different checks. That's why we leaned on Steve Gregory a lot and Devin. And then when Gerard was in there, we leaned on those guys because those guys done it for a long period of time and done it at a high level.
So one of your offseason objectives was to become a smarter player in addition to a stronger one. Outside of team structure, practices, and meetings, what did you do toward that end?
One of the things that I did was just pinpoint a few safeties that I thought were very, very good in the game, and I watched them. I try to watch different techniques that they utilize. I try to watch how they play, how they physical, how they play on the line of scrimmage, how they're in the deep part of the field, and just seeing what type of football players they are and try to utilize that and put some in my game. Then also, I just went over different coverages that we run and just drilled myself going over different formations, watching film, just keep drilling stuff in my hand so it can all be second nature to me when I get on the field.
Which players were you emulating?
Some names. I mean, Earl Thomas is a good one. That's one of the guys I really looked at, a great player. I watched Deshaun Golston. I watched Antoine Bethea. I watched Devin McCourty, of course. Then I watch Dante Whitner as well. Those are some of the guys that I watch.
Those are a lot of strong safeties. Did you try to watch both positions, or did you try to focus on just the strong safety?
I try to focus on strong safety, because I mean that's most likely what I would be asked to do if I earn that starting spot.
Sure.
Any one of those that particularly stood out as someone you'd like to model your game after?
I think I would like to just model and take parts from each one of their games. I think they all do things very, very well, and we're not all the same athletes, so I think picking things from each one of their games and trying to mold it in mine is the best thing that I could do.